Here's a word for today
from Vision 180 magazine.
John chapter 4 verse 10 says, "You would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." When the woman at the well offered Jesus a drink of water, he replied, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Jesus routinely showed mercy to the people who least deserved it, and this woman was no exception. How do you measure up when it comes to extending God's grace to others? Are you generous, or do you take it upon yourself to dole it out sparingly? John Walker says, "Grace allows people to make choices. It's free, flowing, unencumbered by guilt or shame. It says, 'I know all about you and I still love you.' Most of us, if we're honest, function as if God were stingy with his grace. We fear his punishment. We think he is like the school head teacher, walking the corridors, taking down names. But God already knows who did what and who's to blame, and he loves us anyway. His interest is in redeeming us, not in keeping us on the hook for our sins. Unfortunately, many of us Christians live our lives as if we're still on the hook. Therefore, we have to keep everyone else on the hook. We use weapons of the flesh, the sarcastic comment, the angry stare, to get people to straighten up and live right. By contrast, when the woman at the well went back to her village, she said, 'Come see a man who told me everything I've ever done.' Nothing was hidden from Jesus. Yet, he communicated in such a fashion that she left feeling loved and accepted. That's God's grace."
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.